For this exercise, I'd like you to imagine yourself walking alone in a desert. You are alone, but not lonely. As this walking seems more of a contemplation, this desert, a place to remove yourself from the distractions of the world. After a time, you find yourself at a crossroad, and you are immediately aware that this crossroad has three options. You feel in your heart that these options represent your destiny, and each path a different possible future. You feel as though it is possible to walk down any of the paths and return as you choose, and you feel compelled to try them all. Off to the left is your lowest possible future. It is defined by your inability to focus on your spiritual aspirations and your ignorance of the inner promptings and intuitive learnings of your heart. Take two or three steps down this path, imagining with each step a month is passing. See yourself falling into this possible future. And imagine how you might be feeling. Imagine how your life would be unfolding. You might see the confusion and unhappiness, even depression, that might arise from not being in touch with yourself. When you are ready, return to the crossroad and step straight ahead down your middle possible future. With each step, you might find that your spiritual endeavors are important to you, but they are often neglected, put to the bottom of the pile underneath the day-to-day struggles of our busy lives. Every so often, you'll commit to something of spiritual significance in your life, but find that perhaps because of lack of time or commitment, we do not follow through. You are, however, somehow making progress, and you find yourself gradually evolving. When you are ready, return to the crossroad. And finally, take a few steps and keep walking down the path of your highest possible future. Down this path, you have had the solid realization that your spiritual life is the most important thing in your life. You have seen that if you allow your heart to be the center of your being, directing your mind, body, and emotions, you make solid progress. You are infinitely happier within yourself, and you progress the fastest. Look into the future 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. Imagine what sort of person you would be in 5 years' time, having meditated daily from today and lived your highest possible future. You'll be healthier, having learned to hurl negative thought patterns from your consciousness. You'll be peaceful and self-assured, confident in yourself and your ability to make major life decisions by consulting your own deepest inmost nature. You'll be amazing yourself with your own creativity in music or art or poetry. And you'll find that you are able to intuitively understand people so much better. And rather than competing with them, you might be feeling as though they are a participant in you. You'll have discovered a clear life purpose. Imagine how much clarity and satisfaction that will reveal in your life. And then, having seen who you might be in 5 years, step 10 or 20 years into the future and see how you might feel about yourself then. Having meditated for 20 years, I would like you to imagine how you might meditate then. Imagine the thoughts you would allow in your consciousness. You will have transformed all the hate or anger in your life. Depression or unhappiness will be words from a very long time ago that you might have trouble even imagining. Sit there 20 years in the future and meditate as you might. when you are ready to finish, consider one last thing. The only major difference between you now and you, having lived your highest possible future for the last 20 years, and meditated every day for 20 years, is the thoughts that you allow into your state of mind. Resolve right now to stay in this consciousness and use this moment as the starting point for the rest of your spiritual life. This exercise, I'd like you to imagine yourself walking alone in a desert. You are alone, but not lonely. As this walking seems more of a contemplation, this desert, a place to remove yourself from the distractions of the world. After a time, you find yourself at a crossroad, and you are immediately aware that this crossroad has three options. You feel in your heart that these options represent your destiny, and each path a different possible future. You feel as though it is possible to walk down any of the paths and return as you choose, and you feel compelled to try them all. Off to the left is your lowest possible future. It is defined by your inability to focus on your spiritual aspirations and your ignorance of the inner promptings and intuitive learnings of your heart. Take two or three steps down this path, imagining with each step a month is passing. See yourself falling into this possible future. And imagine how you might be feeling. Imagine how your life would be unfolding. You might see the confusion and unhappiness, even depression, that might arise from not being in touch with yourself. When you are ready, return to the crossroad and step straight ahead down your middle possible future. With each step, you might find that your spiritual endeavors are important to you, but they are often neglected, put to the bottom of the pile underneath the day-to-day struggles of our busy lives. Every so often, you'll commit to something of spiritual significance in your life, but find that perhaps because of lack of time or commitment, we do not follow through. You are, however, somehow making progress, and you find yourself gradually evolving. When you're ready, return to the crossroad. And finally, take a few steps and keep walking down the path of your highest possible future. Down this path, you have had the solid realization that your spiritual life is the most important thing in your life. You have seen that if you allow your heart to be the center of your being, directing your mind, body, and emotions, you make solid progress. You are infinitely happier within yourself, and you progress the fastest. Look into the future 6 months, 1 year, 5 years. Imagine what sort of person you would be in 5 years' time, having meditated daily from today and lived your highest possible future. You'll be healthier, having learned to hurl negative thought patterns from your consciousness. You'll be peaceful and self-assured, confident in yourself and your ability to make major life decisions by consulting your own deepest inmost nature. You'll be amazing yourself with your own creativity in music or art or poetry. And you'll find that you are able to intuitively understand people so much better. And rather than competing with them, you might be feeling as though they are a participant in you. You'll have discovered a clear life purpose. Imagine how much clarity and satisfaction that will reveal in your life. And then, having seen who you might be in 5 years, step 10 or 20 years into the future and see how you might feel about yourself then. Having meditated for 20 years, I would like you to imagine how you might meditate then. Imagine the thoughts you would allow in your consciousness. You will have transformed all the hate or anger in your life. Depression or unhappiness will be words from a very long time ago that you might have trouble even imagining. Sit there 20 years in the future and meditate as you might. When you are ready to finish, consider one last thing. The only major difference between you now and you, having lived your highest possible future for the last 20 years and meditated every day for 20 years, is the thoughts that you allow into your state of mind. Resolve right now to stay in this consciousness and use this moment as the starting point for the rest of your spiritual life.